The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Guess what? We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. I'm talking to fishermen even as I'm speaking to you, texting back and forth with some of the reservoir guys and our buddy Lee, who probably call in later. And we're just, we're just enjoying having a conversation about fishing. So,
I'm trying to figure out how to make juiced up baked beans.
How to make what?
Zhuzhed up baked beans.
Well, did you see I said all the beans that you had out there?
Yeah, I got to get some lima beans.
Lima beans? Okay.
I like lima beans in my baked beans.
Got it. Well, get some zhuzhed up lima beans and we'll make a pot of beans in the crock pot.
And I just got to get it on.
Get it on? Who did that? Was that Marvin Gaye?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Man, I pulled one out the other day, didn't I?
I knew that one.
Who are we talking about?
Percy Sledge.
No, yeah, Percy Sledge. When a Man Loves a Woman. Somebody did
it. Sang it.
Yeah, the kid sang it on America's Got Talent. And
yeah, that's one thing he and I actually really enjoy together.
Yeah, when a man. Oh, it was a young Filipino man.
Yeah, he looked like he could barely speak English, but oh my gosh, he could sing.
You're not saying When a Man Loves a Woman, and I looked at Robin and said, who sang that originally? Was it Percy Sledge? And she went, I don't know. So we had to
go. I said, I thought so. But I was hearing Michael Bolton sing it in my head.
Ah, got it, yeah.
Percy Sledge was the original.
Yep, I know. So, all right, let's see. I'm getting all kinds of texts and emails. Great. Aaron, are you with us, buddy? Okay, good. We got somebody calling in. So last Saturday of the month, we'll give a free bass fishing tackle package away from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim to some lucky listener. Puts together a nice package of lures. And I think coming up in July, we're going to have a snakehead package of lures. And I asked Tim to put something together for me. I'm looking forward to that. So he's got some whopper ploppers and some... Whopper ploppers.
Some what?
Whopper ploppers.
Whopper ploppers.
Yeah.
And I like that name.
It has nothing to do with chocolate-covered malted milk. It has everything to do with the way the tail spins on the hard bait. And he's putting together some of those. And buzz baits, chatter baits. So it's going to be a nice package. The bass package is great. So is the... snakehead package, but if he's listening, maybe he can update us on what's going on. So anyway, we will see. All right. Anyway, you call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Leave your name and number, first name, last name, phone number, so we can get a hold of you if you win at the end of the month. Everybody's name goes in the hat, somebody's name comes out of the hat, and they're the person that wins a tackle. So, all right. Who do we got, buddy? Oh, okay. Didn't want to go on the air. Just wanted to say something. I got it. All right. Ooh, nice fish there, buddy. Yeah, I'm getting pictures from, getting some bass pictures from some friends of mine. So how about that? Look at that. Nice. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we look forward to taking your call. Apparently the freshwater fishing is on. Got a nice picture of a 17-inch crappie. Came out of a river on the, Cecil County somewhere, maybe up one of the tidal rivers, maybe the Susquehanna, I'm not sure. 17-inch white crappie, that was a nice one. Getting some nice pictures of 5-6-pound bass from one of the local reservoirs. Getting pictures of carp from the Susquehanna. Oh, it's just a joyous, joyous day. We can see all this stuff. So, Mike in Rosedale, good morning. How are you?
All right. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing all right.
Hi, Mike.
Just called to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Right back at you, buddy. Right back at you.
Looks like the weather's going to be nice. Get to do what we want.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
I'm just calling. So, Robin, hi. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right.
Robin.
What?
Mike was talking to you.
I said you too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Okay.
I did, didn't I, Mike? I answered you.
He's gone. Thank you, Mike.
No, I'm not gone.
I thought you were gone. I thought you hung up.
Tell Alan.
I could hardly hear Robin, though.
Okay. Mike, have a great weekend.
She is speaking mighty low today.
What's, Robin's low?
Robin is trying to,
sounds like
I'm
it
sorry.
To me.
Uh-oh, Robin, you're getting called out here, baby.
That's all right. I understand. Hey, look. I understand.
You guys have a good weekend.
Hey, Mike, thanks. Happy Father's Day to you.
All right, thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Have a super one. The way I look at it, I'm lucky I'm coherent.
Who said you were?
Oh, maybe I'm not.
You're here. That's the part of here, but I don't know. The coherent is here, but I don't know about the rest of it.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk louder.
That's good. Like you put the fun in dysfunctional.
I'm not putting the fun in anything. I'm sorry. I'll perk up. Hi.
What do you tell me? Fake it till you make it, right? Let's talk to Daryl.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, Daryl.
I'm good. Good morning.
Can you hear me, Daryl? Am I loud enough?
I can hear you. Am I coming through okay?
You sound wonderful.
You're doing great.
All right. Love your show.
Thanks, man.
Get some good chuckles when I'm headed hunting or fishing or crabbing in the morning. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, thanks. Well, we do our best. Robin has a whole book of dad jokes. I thought she'd, for Father's Day, she'd pull that book out and start.
I wasn't thinking.
Start talking about some dad jokes. But are you a fisherman?
Yeah. Well, this morning I figured I'm going to go catch some crabs and made 3 passes. Never saw a crab. The commercial guy next to me. I watched him run his line. I never saw him net.
Wow.
So I pulled up here and it's going to be dead tide here in just another 45 minutes to an hour anyway. So. It was a short morning.
Got it. Well, Daryl, where does a fisherman get his hair cut?
Oh, this is going to be a good joke. Not sure. Where does he get his hair cut?
At the barber shop.
At the barber shop. Okay.
See why I didn't bring mine out?
He's got them right up there in his head. He doesn't need
it. He got it out of the book in the bathroom, but
no, I didn't. No, you know where that came from, actually?
Where did that come from?
That came from the Florida Natural Resources people. They were putting something out for Father's Day. I'm not sure what it was. And since I've applied for a permit in Florida and I've had a hunting license in Maine and that type of thing, I get these occasional blasts from their Department of Natural Resources. And Florida decided that was a good one, that they would send us out. Where does a fisherman get his hair cut? So at least that DNR has a sense of humor.
There you go. I was going to bring a fishing rod this morning because I was crabbing right near the Key Bridge, and I know where they're killing rockfish right up inside the harbor there.
They are, yes, no question.
And I said, nah, I'm just going to go catch these crabs and go on home and make a short day. Well, I wish I'd have brought my fishing
rod. Wish you brought your fishing rod. never anything wrong with grabbing a fishing rod and throwing it in the boat when you're going crabbing, that's for sure.
Yeah, always did.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's always perch or something out there, and I know there's rockfish out there as well. But, yeah, throw a little bucktail out there and try your luck, you know.
Gotta have a backup plan.
Exactly. Anytime we would fish, my dad and I, going back here to on the dad memory, we would fish in the boat. We would, you know, we'd put the trolling motor down, and we'd go from spot to spot, and we'd pull in a likely spot. Sometimes we'd anchor, sometimes we wouldn't. But if we were anchored, I would always dead stick a rod, and I put a MEP spinner on the end, okay,
right.
And drop it down, hit the bottom, reel it up about a foot, and then just dead stick it in the corner of the boat. And I would do it on a party boat too. You know, I've got one rod I'm working, another rod just sitting over there, you know, in the corner with a bait down on the bottom. And that dead stick, more often than not, would catch a fish. And, you know, might be a flounder, might be a sea trout, might be something. But I did catch a nice northern pike like that one time. So just, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get down Chicatig next weekend. My son, he runs charters out of there in the Ashland Jewel. And he's been doing that for about 3 or 4 years. And if you look on the Ashland Jewel site, he's got, they were slamming some nice stuff, flounder and some triggerfish.
Chicatig, huh? You know, that's something. People think that Ocean City is the be-all and end-all of offshore fishing here. You get down to Chicatig and watch a prig, you've got some, I mean, they're right there on the ocean, and it's just a short jump out to some great fishing grounds.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, God, 20-some years ago, boy caught the state or the world record tautog off of Watchaprig, I believe. I think it was 25 pound or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it was unbelievable fish. Unbelievable fish. But,
yeah. Right now, the flounder are really starting to come in down there. He goes out just about every day. And the other day, they cleaned up on them. They had one 29 and a half inches.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
The smallest one they kept was 22.
Wow, that's some great flounder. That is some great flounder. I learned how to fillet a flounder. I was watching a guy fillet them at Slaughter Beach one time, and he showed me how to fillet them. And I'm out of practice, but I think I could pick it up pretty quick. Biggest flounder ever caught was in Delaware, 25 and a half, and I thought that was pretty spectacular. But 29 inches, that is a giant doormat.
They start getting pretty thick. Once they hit that 25-inch mark, they start to get thicker.
Oh, yeah, no question. No question. Yeah. So, cool. I love it. You know, that's one thing I wish I had, and I could do it any time. I wish I had some reproductions of some of the biggest fish I've caught, and that flounder would be among them, you know, to have a representation of that on the wall just, to, you know, because it brings back so many nice memories. And I know the guy I was fishing with was jealous. I caught it off of a pontoon boat, believe it or not.
Oh, the fish don't know what boat you're on.
No, they don't. They don't care. So, anyway. All right, man. Well, good luck out there.
You have
a
super day.
If I could just throw a shameless plug in there for Ashland Jewel Charters, it's my son's business. And if you want to go to Chicatig, look him up. Ashland Jewel Charters.
Hey, there you go. Well, that shameless plug might just cost you a fishing trip.
There you go.
That's right.
All right.
That's true.
Right. Thanks, man. See you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we don't encourage that, do we, Robin?
I only shamelessly plugged them 5 times. So.
Yeah, I know. So. All right. Well, that'll pay for a trip, though.
Yeah.
You know, so. 410 WCBM 680. Oh, we have to take a break, don't we? We got to tell folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, I've got a buddy up in Canada right now who's in the last sit of his trip. He did take a bear. He's waiting for the second one, but he's holding out to take one with a bow. And good luck to you, Chuck. I hope you do. He did take one. You're allowed two. He was a little shy on sighting the bear this week, so he did take one. So congratulations on your bear, but I hope you get the big one here at the end of the day. But if you are thinking about going big game hunting, and, you know, the spring bears and up north right now, Canada just covered with bears, I'm going to suggest a high-powered rifle to you, a centerfire bolt-action rifle called the X-Bolt Medallion, or even the X-Bolts at Clyde Sports Shop, the bolt-action high-powered centerfire rifles. The Medallion is the rifle that everybody wanted, you know, back in the day. The gloss, high-grade walnut, rosewood end cap, the polished blued steel, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt-action rifle, and then the whole series of X-Bolt Pros. Darn. What are you doing, Robin?
I'm trying to shut this thing up. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. The X-Bolt Pros. These are the upgraded. These are the camo synthetic stocks, the Cerakoted barrels, the fluted barrels, the noise suppressor on the end of the barrel. All the X-Bolts at Clyde Sport Shop are superior bolt-action firearms. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. Go see them for any high-powered rifle that you like, and particularly the Brownings, the X-Bolts, and the rest. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit. Number 9, that phone number, 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle. It's a website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. That's right. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. You know, our friends at Backyard Billy's, it's always a pleasure to talk to any of them. The staff is so friendly, so knowledgeable. You ask them a question, they have an answer for you. It's grilling time, Father's Day. Why not get Dad a new grill? Why not stop by Backyard Billy's today and take a look at the grills? If he likes to grill and smoke, you know, his barbecue, then you've got the Kamado Joe. You got the world-famous Big Green Egg right there. They all take charcoal. If you like a convenient grill, then you want to take a look at the Beale Street. Made a stainless steel grill, pellet grill, made by the folks at Memphis. That's for sure. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Everything controlled from your phone. You set it. You let the pellets go. You put your ribs or steaks or whatever on there, and everything is cooked flawlessly, no question. And then also, don't forget they have the amazing Traeger grills, which is Bluetooth-enabled as well, a pellet smoker grill as well. So grill time at Backyard Billy's. You can see everything in their huge showroom. Go to the secret room behind the grill room and check out all the hearth and fireplace inserts and so forth in their Hearth America department. And as you walk around, you'll see everything that you have to have in your yard, whether it's a new picnic table or some chairs for your deck, those Adirondack chairs, everything right there, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Kent Island. Visit BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. I said that. I'll say it again. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did
ride. All right, and you know the rest. I caught a good one. It looked like it could run. I wonder who came up with that line. That's one of my favorite lines of all time from a song. You know, and it kind of mirrors that song. You remember "Come a Little Bit Closer" by Jay and the Americans. You know,
it does.
You know, it kind of the same theme on that. The guy's in love with the girl, and she says, "Come a little bit closer." Mm-hmm. But the bad man Jose was the one, and the guy jumped out the window or something. I can't remember. Anyway, it was a good song. I love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Is my age showing?
Probably a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
All right.
Bit.
It's all right.
Maybe a little bit. But 410 WCBM 680. Call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Because we just have fun here. We talk about the outdoors on occasion. We tell folks about where to get the great fishing gear and the good stuff from our sponsors. We love our sponsors. You know, we visit them all the time. I visit the folks at Line X, Jack over there at Catonsville Line X, and Bobby at Bay Line X at Glen Burnie. We were in Bel Air Gun Range yesterday and didn't get to see Mike, but talked to some folks behind the counter. It's just always a good time. Backyard Billy, love stopping in that place, that's for sure. No question. Madonna Seafood, great sandwiches, great subs, all-you-can-eat crabs. I love to have dinner there. I'm going to have lunch with one of our writers here. And
on hold, baby.
The what?
Fran's on hold.
Who is?
Fran.
Oh, let's talk to Fran. Sorry, Fran.
Yes,
Fran.
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
Listen, let me tell you. It's your fault that I'm calling so late, okay?
Okay.
Because after hearing the menu for Robin's birthday, I
got
so hungry, I had to have something to eat right away, okay?
That's
why I'm calling so late. But listen, that was a
fabulous
funny.
Birthday.
Good food.
That was a fabulous birthday surprise. It sounds like Robin got everything she wanted. She even got a little bling, which I know makes her happy. But listen, you know what I thought about as I was listening to how people planned it and made it very special for her. You know, sometimes reaping what you sow is a good thing. And after listening to this show for years now and listening to how Robin has gone out of her way to make birthdays and special occasions special for other people, it was good to hear that people made it special like that for her.
Thank you, Fran. That's very nice.
Well, it's true.
That means a lot.
I listened to you talk about, you know, how you wanted to make birthdays special for other people. And I also want to say, oh, Alan, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And look.
Let me tell you what her latest project is. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Robin has some equipment here. She can do what's called sublimation printing. She can print a picture on a mug or a thermos or something like that. I'm drinking out of one right now that has a beautiful Second Amendment theme on it, stars and stripes and eagles and right to bear arms and all that on that. But our granddaughter had her picture taken at the doctor's office the other day. They both had fevers. And they have them sitting there side by side, and the look on our granddaughter's face, well, I can't characterize it any other way than to tell you that it looked like a mugshot. So down. I cropped it and sent it to you. I cropped the photo down, sent it to Robin, and said, this looks like a mugshot. Well, she took it to the next level. She went online and she found a convict number. And then what does the mug say?
You got it.
Possession with intent to commit mischief.
Yes.
Got her little mugshot on there and her number. And then on the back of the mug, she put a photo of Judge Roy Bean, who's the judge in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Judge Roy Bean is related to Robin removed, but is in the family. Judge Roy Bean is a man. Robin is a somewhere in the family tree of Judge Roy Bean. So it was all apropos. So Judge Roy Bean, the hanging judge, has our little granddaughter, who's 2 years old, in his courtroom for possession with intent to commit mischief.
And she looks like a convict.
And she looks just like a convict.
Really,
my great grandmother was
at 2 years old. So
that sounds
anyway.
Adorable. Yeah, my daughter used to scream the minute a nurse came in the room. You know, so.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yes, indeed. So.
But, you know, too, people out there, sometimes you have a man, a friend of the family or what have you, that has stepped in and been like a dad on occasion, even though they're not really one. It shouldn't be out of your way this Sunday, this weekend, to just wish them a happy Father's Day for stepping in.
Well, I will tell you, my dad was one of those men. My dad is actually the brother of my birth mother.
Mm-hmm.
I was adopted at birth. My birth mother was 15 or 16 when I was born. The birth father's absent, never met him, know who he is, never met him, never wanted to. My dad, her brother, and his wife, and I believe my mother at one time lost a child. I've never been able to quite track that down, as a matter of a miscarriage or something like that. I believe, but I can't verify that. But this couple stepped up and adopted me. And what you're hearing here now at age 69 is a result of that adoption and the great upbringing that I had by a man who stepped up. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, All right. So the only thing I think was left out of Robin's birthday was to go fishing.
That's coming.
That's coming. Yep, that's coming. So
okay.
All right, Fran. Thank you for the well wishes.
Oh, no problem.
Fran, you have an absolutely super day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. There she goes. Lee and Towson and then Tackle Box 10. Morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Robin, happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
And many more. Bite in the Patapsco is pretty much off the chart. the wind has been opened. It's apparently all over the internet. I don't follow the internet, but it's amazing. They're fishing the Bain Brothers piers and Wagner Point. And it's watching these charter boats actually pull into these old rotted piers.
Right.
And drop their spot. And I had it pretty good for about 20 years there where nobody knew about this area, but well, now it's blown up.
Now it's everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. It was, last year was quiet. It was a tremendous bite, but now a couple of these charter boats, they post everything on the internet, and now it's blown up. So I don't care about spilling the beans because they're fish. I found fish somewhere else, but I'm spilling the beans.
Well, don't tell me because we'll put your GPS coordinates out there over the air,
like
we did with Captain Dawn. Yeah, you know better than that. So
the beans are. I'm keeping them in the pot, and
good plan.
Because I had, unfortunately, it's only about a half a mile from where all these. Alan, I witnessed it yesterday. There was probably in and out. I'm guessing 40 to 50 charter boats.
Oh my gosh! Well,
Alan, do the math. At two fish per person, you know, a six pack of people.
Yeah,
and I hear griping about my commercial fishing. Give it up, man.
Because let me tell you, those guys are
cleaning up.
Yeah, and the thing is, here's the only blessing of that, Lee. Right now, the water temperature is not at that fatal level yet.
Some floaters from.
Are you really?
Yeah.
But is that because they're hooked deep, or is that because of the water temperature?
They're using a spot for bait.
Yeah. So the fish are swallowing them.
Yeah, they're swallowing them. I've seen a couple dead ones. I'll be honest with you. I've seen, where they've already gotten their limits, and I've seen fish that were floating that were still alive.
Yeah.
They're doing catch and release.
They're
floating and they're still alive. They're half dead. I'll scoop them up and tag them, because I'm commercially fishing.
You're going to use them. Yeah.
I'm going to use them. I'm not going to let them rot.
Right, exactly.
And
it's
a shame because I am seeing, not a lot now, and it is there, but just the fleet. And some of these guys are running two and three trips a day.
Sure.
So the numbers. It'll be cleaned up. I'm guessing probably in the next week.
Wow.
That particular area will be cleaned out. But it's something to see. I watched one get his boat hung up on one of the rotted columns, and I know he had to blow up his prop because he pulled the rotted column about 10 feet off of the pier and was grinding the thing up, caught in his prop. And
oh my gosh.
Alan, pier, what are they, about 8 inches, 10 inches?
Yeah, something like that. Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's a bit of a fiasco. I kept away from it yesterday just because of, I wouldn't even want to get in there. It was getting to be dangerous.
Let me tell you something. There's fishing, and then there's the circus. And if you want to go out there and attempt to fish in that, that does not give me joy, peace of mind, relaxation, any of that. I would sooner go sit on a creek bank and catch a, you know, a 12-inch bullhead than get in that mess, be honest with you. I really would. I really would.
Alan, that's why I go with the kids on the weekends to do the snakehead deal.
Yeah.
Because we're in the backs of some lily pad filled cove and and loving life.
Yep. You know? No question. Got
it. Baltimore's interesting, though. You do, watching this fishing, I enjoy, too, watching the big boats come in, the tugs working. And it is, yes, it is a fiasco, but it's a whole different type of entertainment. You know,
it is a circus.
It's really something. These tugs with the side thrusters. I watched a tug pull a barge into a pier, and talk about parallel parking.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Alan, to watch the tug from one end of the barge to the other, the straight line that they pull, I was well behind him, but I could see enough watching him maneuver that barge with wind, and, you know, it's just a feat. You know, you'll get quite a, if you appreciate in today's world of driving out there. Watching these captains and stuff work.
I have the utmost respect for any tugboat captain. They have a giant responsibility. They have a giant amount of pressure. And you know, and public safety is paramount on their mind, you know. So They have a tremendous amount of respect for those guys that are able to maneuver those barges and those big craft around. No question about it.
Well, just watching, unfortunately, where these were working was near this fishing honey hole, and watching these guys, all you hear is them, you know, tooting their horns and, you know, get out of our way, and it was something else to watch. All these work boats and fishing boats, and then you have your pleasure boats. I can imagine what it's going to be like today. I won't do weekends.
Oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. So.
All right,
buddy.
Happy birthday to
all. Thank you
so
much.
You all have a good weekend.
Happy Father's Day, Lee. Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Tim, hang on. Tackle Box Tim, hang on in line for a minute. We have to do some business here. Spurry's Tire Service. Brent Spurry, good morning. I hope you're listening. Your business is fantastic. Located right there in Easton, the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads.
Rian used them again this week.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Wow, I didn't hear that part. All right. Just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Oil changes, tire rotation, tire repair. You get a low tire light pull in there. They'll find the leak. They'll find what caused it. They'll fix it, and you're out the door in a very short amount of time. Yeah, Tackle Box Tim can attest to that. He did that on a trip to Ocean City. He blew a tire or had a slow leak. So he's on the line. Maybe he'll speak to that in a minute. They carry Bridgestone and Firestone American-made tires and all the others, too, Michelin and Yokohama and others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, from your Triumph to your Triaxle. I know it's corny, but it illustrates the point. No matter what size vehicle, they've got the tires. From garden tractors to farm tractors and all the farm equipment, tractor trailers and lawnmowers and wheelbarrows from, if you want to take it right down to the bottom. Tire repair, full service automotive repair. When that check engine light comes on, that low tire light comes on, stop by, they'll diagnose it and they'll fix the problem. Or has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit the website, Spurry's Tire Service. Here's that phone number again. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All right, there we go. Let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Al. I'm doing well. And Robin, I hope you had a great birthday.
It was unbelievably amazing.
Very nice. Very nice. Now I have a question. It might interest other listeners to know. And for years, you know, I fished with Chuck Prawl for like 3 decades now.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
And Chuck rarely, if ever, will keep a fish.
Right.
So I am the beneficiary of that. But it always has been on my mind that, it, you know, no matter what the limit of rockfish was, if I'm carrying mine and his and I'm ever checked on my way home, some reason I get pulled over or not,
right,
I have 2 limits of fish.
Right.
So what is my recourse on justifying having them? Should I have whoever I'm fishing with write me a note with their phone number on it? Or what would be the process so I don't, me or whoever else is in this situation, doesn't get fined or, you know, what have you.
Very good question.
Good question. Is there a possession limit on rockfish? I know there's a bag limit. Is there a possession limit like there is with ducks or anything else? You know, you're allowed to have... Your limit's 6, your possession limit is 12 or whatever it is. Is there a possession limit?
I do not.
That is a good question. Let me put it out there to NRP who are listening and make or an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors, and hopefully get that before the end of the show. You got 5 minutes, guys. Go. I honestly think we'll get an answer. So
yeah, that is a good question, because I've always,
I know there's processes for like you said, possession limits for geese. If the guy that you went hunting with doesn't care to eat his
right.
geese, they're tagged with his name and number on it, you have something to validate why you have those geese. But what is the process for having fish?
Good question. We'll find out, though.
I appreciate that, because it's kind of a concern, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't do anything to really get myself in trouble to where I would be checked, but I would still like to know what the process would be. Should I keep some letters on hand that Chuck can, or whoever I'm fishing with can sign?
I don't know.
Phone number.
Don't do something to get yourself in trouble is when you're going to get in trouble.
That's right.
Exactly.
Not a bad plan, though.
No.
You know? Not a bad plan. Yeah, you could print, I'm sure you could print something up, you know?
You got to do something to CYA.
Exactly. Well, everybody carries a camera now with their phone, you know?
Yep.
So you'd always take a picture and say, hey, Chuck caught these two and gave them to me, and I'm taking them home. Right, Chuck? And Chuck goes, yeah, thumbs up, you know, that type of thing.
Make a little video on your phone.
There you go.
They're always saying, I watch too much court TV.
Okay? Court TV, yeah.
But they're always saying, have somebody text you the agreement, so at least you have something in writing.
There you go. All right. Or if you have that letter, take a picture of it with the date and, you know, something like that. So I mean, that's a great idea. Great suggestions, too, but we'll see what happens. Oh, let's see who. There we are. I told you. NRP right on the. Oh, Cam, the question is, and this is from NRP. He's driving now. Okay. The question is, Tackle Box Tim fishes with somebody. The guy doesn't keep fish. He gave Tim the fish, so now Tim has four fish in his possession. How does he explain if he happens to get, you know, stopped? So let's see what Cam has to say. You know, how does NRP handle that if you come on somebody who, you know, is on their way home with more than their limit of fish, but they have a reasonable explanation? A lot of it, I know, Tim, is up to the discretion of the officer. I don't think if you had four fish, there's going to be a question.
I do. You know, we're only allowed one these days.
Oh, well, exactly. But okay, two fish, exactly.
I get your point.
Yeah, but you know, here's the other thing: if you have 14, there might be a question.
Oh, there's definitely an issue there.
Yeah, no question about that. So, let's see what we got here. Let's see. Oh, okay. He wants me to email him, which I will. I'll get that answer for everybody for next week, okay?
I appreciate that, because it's a concern to me. It might be to others, too.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. I'll let you know.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Got to go. Thanks, man.
Good rest
Take
of the week.
It easy.
You do the same. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Perfect Father's Day gifts. Fire rings. What's wrong with that? Fire pits. New barbecue grill. Adirondack chairs. Chicken coop. Greenhouse. New fireplace insert. New wood stove. All this available at Backyard Billy's. I mean, they have two divisions, the Backyard Billy's part and the Hearth America part. And if you enjoy the outside, you know, the outside of your house, if you have a backyard or a deck or something like that, Backyard Billy's is the place to visit. No question. Hundreds, literally hundreds of suggestions for Father's Day. Even if it's a bag of charcoal or a pallet of pellets or something like that, they've got it. No question about it. BackyardBillies.com, you can see everything there. Hearth America Facebook page, that phone number 410-827-4500. But the best thing to do is stop by this weekend. They're open Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 7 days a week. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue exit, Graysonville, Hearth America, and Backyard Billy's. Hundreds, thousands of suggestions for Dad and for Father's Day. Clyde Sports Shop. If you're going crabbing, if you're going fishing, if you're going hunting, Clyde Sports Shop has what you need. Whether it's guns and ammo, whether it's archer tackle, whether it's a new knife. What a great idea for Dad, a new knife. How about that? They carry buck knives. You can grab a new knife. You can buy, get them a new rod and reel combo. You can get them a gift pack of fishing lures for his favorite fishing, whether it's rockfish or bass or trout or snakeheads. Clyde Sport Shop has it all. Live bait, frozen bait, big salty minnows for snakeheads and big fish. 23 exit 9 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com. They're open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports, you name it, they've got it for the outdoors. 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has...